Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Amanda Baycott made another right move for Hubert Davis. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. With the possible exception of losing Walker Kessler to Auburn, UNC's new basketball coach has been right on the money with his public pronouncements and recruiting moves 3 months into the job. Davis got his fourth starter back from last season when Baycott said he was returning for his junior year after visiting with certain NBA teams without having hired an agent. He had until July 7th, but Baycott was clearly leaning toward another season with some big goals. Lately, he has been back in Chapel Hill, working out with the returning teammates and some alumni pros, as he gives the Tar Heels the inside post presence they need and enhances their chances of spreading the floor for more driving and dishing in pick and rolls. When you consider Oklahoma four-year shooting star Brady Manek transferring in for his fifth season, Carolina will boast one of the most experienced teams in the ACC. With senior Leaky Black, sophomores Caleb Love, Curran Walton, and R.J. Davis joining Baycott. By adding Virginia transfer Justin McCoy and getting healthy sophomore Puff Johnson back, plus two more talented true freshmen, Hubert isn't exaggerating when he says his first team has a chance to win the national championship. Baycott was third-team All-ACC as a sophomore and Carolina's leading scorer and rebounder, plus best in block shots and shooting percentage. With much more to prove, he will be preseason first-team All-ACC and get considerable votes for Player of the Year. Hubert supported going through the process where Baycott likely learned a lot about where he needs to improve to jump into the NBA draft after next season. Carolina fans will always question Tony Bradley turning pro as the 28th pick in 2017 and Nasir Little going at number 25 in 2019, when both would have made the Tar Heels better by returning and improved their draft status to early in the first round. With his NBA connections, Hubert likely had his finger on the pulse of Baycott's decision in saying publicly he expected a 6'10 center back, where the so-called mock draft boards had him all over the map. NBADraftRoom.com called him a late first round to mid second rounder, while Bleacher Report left him off the draft completely. This is Art Chansky. See ya.